Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
I've been waiting for years to buy a brand new Cadillac.
Well, if you missed this in the headlines, don't be surprised, because the news cycle gets consumed by Donald Trump and now Florida. But if you missed it, a United States federal court has halted the construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, something that the Obama administration had squashed. And President Trump said, no, we need to get that rolling. Tom Harris joins me now, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tom, welcome back.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Obviously, the Keystone XL pipeline has been a battleground for activists and pro-energy people on either side of this conversation. Now, we know that it didn't do anything besides connect the existing pipeline to what's already there, but the activists, they don't quit. They don't give up. They keep fighting, and before you know it, they find a sympathetic federal judge who likely oversteps their bounds. What do you make of this?
Well, there were many issues brought up by the plaintiffs in the case. You know, they were talking about oil spills and endangered species and whether or not the administrative law was followed properly. But by far the major driver in this, and you can see it in the ruling, is concerns about greenhouse gas emissions and climate change and the drive to get away from fossil fuels. In fact, the word climate appears 19 times in the order addressing the allegations from the groups, the indigenous and environmental groups. And so that's really the underlying theme to all this. And you can see that really clearly. Greenpeace Canada climate campaigner, he wrote this. He said, we can't afford new fossil fuel infrastructure if we want to save the planet. He added that halving fossil fuel emissions in the next 10 years means work on any new pipelines must come to a full stop to avoid a climate catastrophe. So this is really mostly about climate.
Well, what does that have to do with the law and the legality of a pipeline?
Well, if you read through, you know, there's various factors, and obviously the State Department and the EPA have to revisit this and make sure they are following the rules properly. But in particular, the climate is the major issue. And indeed, they're saying here, plaintiffs next allege that the department, and they violated rules by failing to evaluate the cumulative impacts of Keystone, climate impacts of Keystone in combination with other pipelines. See, one of the troubles, Steve, is that as long as the endangerment finding, the finding by the EPA that carbon dioxide from fossil fuel emissions, as long as that's in the background, as long as that is not rescinded, then this kind of thing is going to happen over and over and over. And, you know, they'll find all kinds of administrative and other excuses for it, but the real driver is the climate change issue. And that's what the Trump administration has to do. They have to actually address what will make more of these kinds of things happen. And that is the Environmental Protection Agency's finding that greenhouse gases are a threat to the health and survival of humanity.
Well, maybe they should shut down all the tanker trucks that I see on the highways delivering gasoline to the various places around the country. Let's shut those down, because obviously that gasoline is a lot closer to global warming than this pipeline as far as an end product, end user situation. So we should get an injunction immediately to shut down these gas tankers and make sure the gas stations around the country are shut down. Because I think now hear me out, because I think that would get people's attention.
Yeah, that's right. And instead then, you know, they're arguing about whether or not the same level of oil sands production, you know, which is the source of the oil for this pipeline, would be inevitable regardless of whether they have Keystone. And, you know, those kinds of arguments basically are like arguing the angels on the head of a pin. I mean, if there's no angels on the head of the pin, you know, what are you doing arguing about it? And similarly, if the Trump administration can get this idea that we have to reduce greenhouse gases, we're worried about CO2, get rid of the endangerment finding, then a lot of the driver for these kinds of things will disappear. And as I say, you know, 19 times in this ruling, they reference climate. So this is the major thing that has to be undone. And in fact, if you actually look at the ruling, they gave a number of directions. They had to look at, the State Department had to look at what they said, the cumulative effects of greenhouse gas emissions from Keystone and another pipeline. They have to also explain why they reversed course from the Obama administration with regards to climate change. So again, there's many other sort of throwaway issues on the side, but the big one is climate change. They have to address that, or we're going to see a lot more projects delayed and canceled because of greenhouse gas
How do we reject this EPA ruling? How do we get that taken out that carbon dioxide is somehow a harmful poisonous gas, which you and I know that's foolish, obviously. We exhale carbon dioxide, and so therefore I must be a pollutant. I must be a source that must be snuffed out. Of course, if I say that too loudly, many on the left would agree that we don't need people. That's honestly one of their arguments. Good Lord, help us all, but it is. Go on.
Well, the EPA has to revisit the endangerment finding because, you know, here's the quote from the administrator when they actually made their finding in 2009. The administrator finds the current and projected concentrations of six well-known greenhouse gases, and he lists them, in the atmosphere threaten the public health and welfare of current and future generations. Okay, so they go on to talk about health and welfare in other sentences, too. And so that has to be revisited. And I believe Trump can order them to revisit it. I don't know if he can actually order them to change it, but it should be revisited, and they should be bringing in all the science. And in particular, things like the non-governmental International Panel on Climate Change reports. The big one, the most recent, or one of the most recent, which I think they should really focus on, is called Biological Impacts. It actually talks about, it's about 1,000 pages. People can see it online at climatechangereconsidered.org. It's about 1,000 pages, and it talks about the real effects of CO2, and they're beneficial. I mean, it's plant food. Crops grow better. They don't need as much water when CO2 is there, you know. So, and of course, previous reports talk about whether or not it's impacting
climate. Well, then why isn't that getting any publicity, Tom? I'm going to give you the last word here, but why is that report 1,000 pages long from the folks that are promoting climate change disaster and peddling that truck all the time? Why isn't that being promoted?
It doesn't follow the narrative, the politically correct narrative, that we are causing dangerous climate change. And yet it cites thousands of reports and gives reviews on them from leading journals that show that the climate scare is not really based on good science. So this has to be brought up over and over and over, and the endangerment finding must be revisited and hopefully canned.
Well, you would think it could be done because the EPA was created by an executive order. Therefore, it was created by the executive branch without congressional approval. Maybe it could be shut down by an executive order. Just a beautiful thought. 25 after, Tom, greatly appreciate you being here.
Okay.
It's the Steve Gruber Show.